You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Final hour of power coming right at you, right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Tapped into the youngest and Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 4 o'clock. Craig Hoffman warming up to take you on your afternoon drive home. Chris Russell back in the fold with you tomorrow. A lot more to get to here in this final hour. Appreciate all the calls on the Tush Push. I didn't realize... I wonder, are there more folks that dislike the Tush Push or the new kickoff rule? Because we got a bunch of calls on that as well. What I want to get into right now is the Washington Commanders, specifically some X's and O's stuff as we get geared up for mandatory minicamp. Voluntary OTAs come first. That is slated to get underway May the 28th, so 9 days from now, veterans and rookies will be on the field at the same time for the Washington Commanders. So super duper excited about that. As we get geared up for that, let's talk some projections here. Mike Clay of ESPN every year pretty much projects the entire 2025 season. Statistically, win-loss record, all of that. Mike Clay and, as Chris Russell likes to call them, the Analytics Amigos. Mike Clay and the Analytics Amigos in the basement, eating bonbons, grinding the tape. And they came out with the 2025 projections for each team in the National Football League, down to the tackles, down to how many sacks they think certain guys are going to get, down to the win probability in each week. So really good stuff. I will tweet it out, the entire link, on my X account, at NELL_BTP, because I think there's a lot of good stuff. A couple of things that I want to point out dish on here for a second. First thing that stands out to me is the win-loss record. 8.7 wins is what Mike Clay has the Washington Commanders at next year. That is good for the sixth seed in the NFC. He's got them facing off against Philadelphia in the wild card round of the playoffs. So interestingly enough, he has them at 8.7 wins. The thing that stood out to me with the win total was this. Mike Clay has him at 8.7 wins. Yes, that gets him the sixth seed. He also has them giving up the most points in the National Football League next season. There are two things, and I know people say, you know, two things can be true. Those two things cannot be true. There is no scenario in which Washington gives up the most points in the NFL next year and makes the playoffs. I just don't see that happening. But Mike Clay does here in his 2025 projections for the NFL season. Some other things that stood out, Jaden Daniels has him throwing for 3,700 yards, 23 touchdowns, 6 rushing touchdowns, so a total of 29 touchdowns, down from last year's 31. This stood out to me as well when it comes to Jaden Daniels. Only has him starting 15 games. He was able to start all 17 last year, so hopefully, you know, the young signal caller is able to, you know, continue to have good health. Another thing that stood out was this. He has Dorrance Armstrong leading the team in sacks with 7.2. Now, we know the edge rusher spot has been a massive, massive topic of conversation here over the past several weeks, especially leading up to the NFL draft. Washington went into the draft and came out without another answer on the edge. Dorrance Armstrong is my lead and my prediction for the league leader, or the team leader, rather, in sacks. Mike Clay feels the same way. He's got Dorrance first in sacks. He actually has Frankie Louvu coming in second with 6 sacks. And then he has Dietrich Wise, the free agent acquisition from the Patriots, coming in third on the team with about 5.5 sacks. So I do expect Dorrance Armstrong to lead the team in sacks. If it's only 7, though, I wonder what that does for this Commanders defense. The other defensive stat that stood out was he has the 3 leading snap getters on defense at corner, being Mikey Samristil, Marshawn Lattimore, and I braced you all for this, the veteran free agent acquisition, Jonathan Jones, from the New England Patriots. Everyone's all excited about Trey Amos. I am as well, right? I love what he brings to this defense potentially as a lockdown outside press man corner opposite Marshawn Lattimore. I think it helps this defense get to another level. The thing that I am weary of is how quickly he is able to insert himself into the lineup. This will be one of the most difficult Redskin Commander teams to make in recent memory. That's the number one thing I think they did this offseason, was raise the floor of this football team. I think they're better at every spot, pretty much. That means competition is going to be everywhere, and it's the old Pete Carroll mantra. We know the coaching tree that Dan Quinn comes from. Competition everywhere, all the time. I said it last year. I wanted Jaden Daniels to compete for the starting quarterback job. I want Trey Amos to compete for the starting corner job. And let's just be real, that room has 5 guys right now that can play, right? Mikey Samristil, Marshawn Lattimore, Jonathan Jones, Trey Amos, Noah Igbinoghene. Corner is such a volatile position, though, to where it's almost like, man, maybe they went out and brought back Igbinoghene and Jonathan Jones because they know the high bust rate at that position. Corner is such a volatile spot, man. You can be a top 10 guy 1 year and then the next year be cooked. Look at Sauce Gardner this past year, widely regarded as a top 5, top 10 corner in this league, and then last year completely fell off of a cliff. So we'll see what ultimately happens, but I thought that was interesting. Mike Clay has Marshawn Lattimore, Mikey Samristil, and Jonathan Jones being the 3 starting corners to start the year.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The other stat that stood out to me was this. Jaden Daniels, 711 rushing yards on 129 attempts. Now, for me, one of the things that stood out negatively last year for Jaden Daniels was the rushing number. He ran for 891 yards last year, rushed for 55 first downs, and rushed for 6 touchdowns on 6 yards per attempt. The numbers itself are fine, right? Like, I'm happy he ran for 891 yards. I'm happy it was 6 yards a pop. I'm happy it's 55 first downs and 6 touchdowns. What I didn't like was the amount of scrambles that we saw from Jaden Daniels. He led the NFL in scramble yards by a wide margin. He did a really good job of protecting himself, right? Didn't really see him get nicked up too much throughout the year. Did a good job, you know, getting down early and avoiding, you know, that big hit that he really couldn't get out of the way of in Baton Rouge over the past several years at LSU. 711 rushing yards would be down from the 891. That's great. The attempts, though, is what worries me. He has Jaden Daniels scrambling or rushing 129 times. Last year, he ran it 148 times. My big thing going into this year for Jaden is I want to see him scramble a little bit less. Doesn't seem like Mike Clay sees him scrambling a little bit less. That's what's interesting to me about all of this. If Jaden Daniels runs the rock for 711 yards next year on 129 carries, does he start 17 games the way that he did this past year? I don't know if that injury luck is going to be replicable, right? And we know Chris Russell, how many times last year, you know, during football season on a windbag Wednesday or a third down Thursday, were we going at it about Jaden Daniels and his health? That was the biggest fear of Chris Russell going into last year was, would Jaden Daniels start all 17 games? Would he be able to protect himself? And not to pat myself on the back, but your boy ended up being right ultimately. He did protect himself last year.
The line looks even better now.
And the line looks even better now. Chris, that's a great point. I think the scramble number is down next year because of that reason. You now have two bookend tackles in Laremy Tunsil and Josh Connerly. So you would assume with an improved offensive line that Jaden would have more time to stand in the pocket and throw the football. Because despite, right, the rushing numbers, Jaden wants to beat you from the pocket. Like, that is who he is at his core. And it's a big reason why this offense was able to reach the heights that it did last year.
Yeah, he's definitely not like the Michael Vick run first, then throw if you have to kind of thing. He's definitely trying to win with his arm. But he does have elite, you know, scramble ability.
Elite.
And he will use it when he needs to, yeah.
Right. You mentioned, you know, Mike Vick, Lamar Jackson, some other scrambling quarterbacks. Jaden, in because he's so good at both, throwing it from the pocket, making plays with his legs off script. Last year, I called him, by season's end, Metal Chris, I'm calling him Patrick Jackson or Lamar Mahomes. I think he's a combination of those two guys. And if you want to throw it back, right, Peyton Vick, Michael Manning. I like Michael Manning. That has a little ring to it. But no, I do think Jaden Daniels, that's the number one thing I want to see him improve on, is hanging in the pocket a little bit longer. By season's end, if you watch this group, first and foremost, the offensive line, Bobby Johnson, Art Stapleton, they deserve credit for the way that that group performed last year. That was my number one fear heading into training camp, was just how good would this offensive line ultimately be. They outkicked their coverage completely. At times during the early portions of the year, they looked like a top 10 unit in the NFL. Now, they fell off a cliff at season's end, but injuries, attrition, you know, that impacted that. I will say this, though. I mentioned the way that the O-line was playing at the end of the year. If you had to inject Jaden Daniels with truth serum, Doc Walker style, he didn't trust that offensive line last year down the stretch. And I think you saw it by the frequent amount of scrambles that we saw from him, especially against that Atlanta Falcons game sticks out to me. Meta Chris, you were out there with us at Tom's Watch Bar. You could have heard a mouse take a leak on carpet with how quiet it got after Jaden Daniels got his knee bent back on that play. We were all like, I got teary-eyed, Chris. I didn't know what the hell was going to happen.
It was almost like you're at a circus and like one of the acrobats falls from like a great distance and everyone's just like, what?
Perfect explanation. It's like watching what is it called? Trapeze? When they walk the tightrope.
Yeah, I think it's like the high wire.
It's like seeing one of them jokers fall off and snap their neck. Like that's the type of negative vibe. And it's crazy because that was a home game. Hearing from people that were at the game, they confirmed the thoughts. You heard the life get sucked out of the stadium when that happened. So, obviously, we want to see him scramble a little bit less. I don't think he trusted the offensive line of season's end. In that Falcons game, I think it was 120 rushing yards on the ground. It was his career high. He looked damn good doing it. They needed him to do it for them to win. But next year, I'm just not so certain that him scrambling that often at that high of a clip, I don't think that's what's best for the football team. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. There is one other Mike Clay projection that knocked my socks off, and I'm sure it'll get a reaction out of you all as well. I'll give you that next here on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.